My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. VP Harris in downtown Philadelphia, the National Black Journalist Group. I think we might, Henry, dip into that. It's on at 2:30. They start. Just have an ear to it. If I'd like to hear, you know, a question and what they do if she starts talking about lawns and how she was a middle class kid when asked, what are you going to do about inflation? Now, I think they're going to ask, what are you going to do to shut up Trump about complaining that rhetoric, your rhetoric and the rhetoric of Biden and a million others are causing these attempted assassinations? But President Trump has just added this Sunday a visit to Bucks County, which is always a good place to go. But Henry, I'll ask you first, any sense, and I'll just give you a clue here. If Dan were here, this would be a field day. He's going to go to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Czeskahova. Why do you think that might be?
Let's see. To appeal to a certain base, I'd say?
Yes, we're getting warmer. Yes, yeah. Who might that be?
The evangelical crowd?
No. Remember in the last debate, they went after him, Harris reminding him of the number of people of this ethnic background, think Borowski, who are in Pennsylvania. I think they said 800,000.
Oh, we're talking about the Pennsylvania Dutch?
No.
No?
Borowski. Yeah, that's right. So how do you like this? What other reason is Trump going to Our Lady of Czeskahova, which I know that is a destination for people. I know a little bit the history. We know Catholic voters. But also, I think it's going to come up. I'm not going to do what Harris said. I'm not going to let Putin overrun Poland. Are you kidding me? Putin wouldn't dare. And he didn't overrun Poland when I was there. Imagine that lame thing. She goes to Putin, then he invades. And she says, yes, we have Trump there. He'll let Ukraine fall. And then Putin will be allowed to take over Poland. Remember that. We have 800,000 people who are Polish that are in Pennsylvania. That number might be right. I think it was the fifth highest ethnic group And you're right, Henry, the Pennsylvania Dutch slash German were the number one group, Irish second, and I think Italians, I forget who's fourth. It may be Poles that were fourth. All right, so Trump coming this Sunday to Bucks County. And you watch, that will be the angle. Now, speaking of immigrant groups, speaking of people settling here, we had on today great interview with the people at Charleroi in Pennsylvania. They announced that Dave McCormick, among others, are coming on Friday for a national news conference in this small town to make the point about helping them since they're being overwhelmed. Well, I'm looking at this letter that was sent out. That's the gist of this letter is it supports the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, meaning the people that on this open letter signed this, they want more. They're on board refugees being sent to America. Now, do they want them being sent to their town, their city, is always the question, is it not? Here are some of the people mentioned. I don't know this woman, but I'd love to speak with her. Henry, you could try for her, you know, whenever you get a chance. And she's evergreen here. Carol Kenny, who is a township supervisor in Upper Marion. It just says Montgomery. I looked it up. She's in Upper Marion. She said, by signing this open letter, yes, I support this. We want more of this. Upper Marion. Now, you have to understand, the people in the Pennsylvania, in the Philadelphia area that I found that support it, they are among the most radical members of the House of Representatives and the like in Harrisburg. Elizabeth Fielder, socialist. Tariq Khan, same kind of deal, both in Philadelphia. Nicholas O'Rourke, he's the Working Families Party. They are to the left of that, those two even. Ben Waxman, another guy that fits here. But here are the three that jump out at me. Carol Kenny, who represents or runs Upper Marion. They want more people in King of Prussia? They need people to work at the mall, Carol? Is that why you want to inundate? Do you want to bring them to your town? Where do you want to bring these people? No. Dom, I just want them to go to Springfield and Charleroi and places like that so I feel good. How about Joe Hohenstein? He represents, he's a state representative in Philadelphia, and I believe his district is mainly the river wards, like Port Richmond, Bridesburg. I think he was Dan's representative when he lived over there in Port Richmond. Okay? You think the people of Port Richmond want to have 20,000 Haitians like Springfield, Ohio? Do they want them to come to Port Richmond and Bridesburg? And finally, and we jousted with this guy, Jim Lee. He at one point was the lead commissioner over in Springfield Township, Winmore. Remember that? When they went after the cops? They went after the cops' First Amendment rights. Remember that whole story? Some of the nutbags there, the progressives over there, in a place that surprised me. Well, he was the head of the council at that point. He's on here. So they have 500 of these people. I didn't find any in Jersey that are close by. They have 500 of these people nationally who, by this letter, are saying, yes, they want more refugee resettlement, and they want to try to convince us it's revitalizing these towns. Well, guess what? The people in these towns, by and large, they feel overwhelmed by this. They don't feel it's revitalizing anything. That's the bottom line. And isn't that the thing that's been roiling coming out of all this since the debate? Not so much the cats and all that stuff. It's the bottom line of just making these people suffer so that progressives and others feel good about their political stance, meaning bringing by executive order 300,000 Haitians into America. We had the guy on from Charleroi. The councilman saying, we weren't told, they just showed up one day. There was nothing going on. They're just there. The businesses seemingly want some of this. They're in collusion with the Biden administration who wants it. Shut up. There it goes. Why does it never happen in the Doylestowns, the Chestnut Hills, even the Cherry Hills, the Main Line, bring them out there in the Main Line. But apparently, this Kenny woman signed off on this. We'd like to know why she signed off on this. Does she want resettlement in Upper Marion? If you're in Upper Marion, I'd love to know. How about in Port Richmond, Bridesburg? And how about out there in Winmore, Springfield Township, Cheltenham? That's where it is. It's in Montgomery County. Do all these people actually want what we've seen in these towns like Springfield, Aurora, etc.? Yeah, we want it. We're not racist like those people. That seems to be the argument, okay? 855-839-1210. If you're in any of those places or know them, I mean, this is an open letter I'm reading from. It says nearly 500 bipartisan state and local officials from all 50 states welcome refugee resettlement in their communities. They claim that refugees contributed $124 billion to the American economy in 1 year, including nearly $28 billion in taxes in 2021 alone. As many communities struggle with labor shortages in key professions like teachers, doctors, nurses, refugees have a critical role to play in bringing needed talent and expertise in these professions and beyond. All right, so why don't these towns get it? But then again, these enlightened people, why are we not seeing this in Upper America? Think for a moment what would happen if the numbers that we brought you with Springfield and the people from Charleroi. I'm trying to judge the population in my head of Upper Marion, what it might be. Suppose we brought even 5,000 Haitians to Upper Marion. What do you think the reaction would be? Or just one day in Port Richmond, Bridesburg, there were another 10,000 Haitians. Or in Springfield Township out there in Cheltenham. Suddenly, there were another 5,000 to 8,000 to 10,000. With people go, oh, thank God, we're revitalized. Thank God, Joe Biden. Thank God, any of these representatives. Why are they signing off on this? They're signing off on it because it puts them inside the people that are good, that are moral, not like the rest of us. It would go, are you kidding me? We had them on today. The kindergarten class this year is about 60 kids. 45 of them only speak Creole or French from Haiti. How would a town of under 4,000 or so deal with that? Well, not very well. Doesn't matter. This is an essential thing in this election. The essential thing being these Democrat progressive elites of one sort or another. They talk a good game, but they dump all these things into communities that certainly don't want them. How do all these things end up? Remember, we always talk about why does all this end up in Kensington? Because they wanted it to go there. They don't want to stop it. They don't want it in their neighborhood, so dump it in Kensington. So we'll see if any of these people will come on and explain. And I think if you heard them, there would be fury among their constituents, and they'd have to say, never mind, we don't really believe that. All right, I think Michael in Bethlehem's got a pretty good one as far as today's side question, which is name that folk hero. Let's go to Michael in Bethlehem. Hey, Michael, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
This is a guy who, like Robin Hood, I'm not comparing him to Robin Hood, but he had a movie that I think John Cusack was the star of, and also a book done on him.
Yes.
Joey Coyle.
Yes, and caught running through, was it LaGuardia or was it the other airport with $100 bills coming out of his boots that he had stashed there running?
Oh, I thought it was actually Philadelphia Airport that he was running through.
Oh, maybe it was. I thought he got to New York, but you may be right, and it did literally fall off the back of a truck down on 2nd Street.
Exactly.
You've got
to love the guy.
That is a great one.
And he was found not guilty of all charges.
I didn't know that part. That is a great
one. I think that the jury actually, on their own, came back and said he was temporarily insane.
We'll have to look that up even more. That is a good one. That is a folk hero. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was on overnights at WWDB. I didn't know the jury found him that guilty. That is good. Let me go to Dennis, though, who's an Upper Marion. Hey, Dennis. Good afternoon. So, you know, Dennis, what do you know about this Carol Kenny?
I know she's a supervisor here. I don't know anything more than that. I don't know if she has the right to sign an open letter saying that we'll take more people. I don't think that's right. I mean, that should be brought up. That's something that should be brought up at the supervisor's meeting and then be approved that, yeah, you could sign that. Because I'm going to inform a lot of people here because I know people don't know that.
You know, yeah, please do. We're going to try to get her on. Henry, you can try to get her on. I don't think she will.
I know she won't. She probably don't even know what this station is, number one. But
yeah.
Number two, I listen to you every day, and I want to call all the time. But this one here hit right home because I live right here. I live right in Marion, and we don't have room for anything. I mean,
no. Dennis, somehow or another, they get in progressive circles, brownie points, yep. Gold star, or they network off this. We're all in this together. But you're right. There's no way she's going to propose those people actually living in Upper Marion. She's doing this, though, to be on the majority side of this. And I'm asking, well, Carol, if you sign the letter, why wouldn't you not put them in Upper Marion?
Well, I don't understand what – I mean, we just built new schools, and all reports are they're full. They're full.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I mean, I don't know where we're going to put – if we were in a situation where 20,000 people came from Haiti, I don't know where we'd put them.
No.
We don't have room to put them in here.
What's the population, you know? Would you say, ballpark, Dennis, of Upper Marion? What you consider to be Upper Marion?
It's hard to say because with the mall and all,
yeah.
I mean, we have a ton of brand new apartment buildings that just got built.
Okay.
And we have places that are being built now, new houses and all, housing and all, but that's they're all expensive housing. You're not putting immigrants in there. I don't know what we're talking about here about bringing people.
Yeah, well,
from somewhere else.
I think Dennis, so. Upper Marion might be 40,000 people. Does that seem too high? Wait a minute.
I got 33,000.
33,000.
What is it?
33,000. So
33, but then like you're talking any given day. I mean, traffic here is terrible.
Oh right.
I mean,
well, that's because, that. I knew. I agree with you because of that mall. Oh my. Wait a minute. I'm in a sweat remembering, is it A, B, I'm supposed to turn off when I get around King of Prussia to go to the main thing? Oh, my God, I'm in a sweating right here. So, Dennis, to your point, there could be 75,000 people there on some days traveling around there.
And any day during the holidays, don't even go out after 4 o'clock because you can't even make it around the street. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and, so picture in that situation, 10,000 Haitians not knowing the driving laws going around the King of Prussia Mall. Picture this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just can't. I'm really thinking about it, and I told your producer, I'm thinking about starting a petition because I don't see where you can get, as a supervisor of this town, where you can just turn around and say, yeah, Upper Marion will take them. Did the people speak? Did the people tell you to do that?
Dennis, you're our reporter there. Please let us know. And again, this is the bipartisan state and local officials, the Welcome Refugee Resettlement in Their Communities. That's the title of this.
Well, I know there's not a whole lot of neighbors in my neighbors would say, yeah, well, fine, bring them on in. I don't see that happening. So
thank you, Dennis.
All right,
glad to hear your call. Thank you very much. And out in Winmore, Jim Lee. Anna Henry, it's evergreen with her. So whenever she would come on, we'd like to hear it. Joe Hohenstein. And if they say, well, I don't mean it for my community. Well, think of, well, why not? You know, tell us about those racists in Charleroi and Springfield, Ohio. Notice what's happening here, too. In both governments of those cities, the city manager and in Springfield, whatever they are, they're both now in the tank saying the Haitians have revitalized the town, that these people are all wrong about it. We actually brought you on public officials, the mayor and the councilman from Charleroi, and we found out, kind of breaking news, on Friday, they're going to hold a national news conference there. Not too far for me to go, but I was thinking about it. Broadcasting from downtown Charleroi, putting the signs in English and Creole. But here, Upper Marion, Bridesburg, Port Richmond. Come on, Joe. Joe Hohenstein. Give us a call. Only the most radical members in our area, Philadelphia representatives, this Tariq guy and the Fielder guy and Nicholas O'Rourke, he's a working families guy. You know that group, right? Even the Democrats didn't want him. All the others are in Pittsburgh's pretty radical. They actually have more people on this list. Oh, wait a minute. All right, I'm not sure if this, Dan, look this guy up. I'm not sure if he's in West Norriton or in Norristown. I think it's West Norriton. Oh, man. Wait a minute. I know Norriton. Martin Miller, commissioner in West Norriton. Marty, give us a call. Henry, just give me what you have on him there quickly when you find his name. It's West Norriton, I guess, right?
That's what I'm seeing, yeah.
And what is his background, Martin Miller, commissioner there?
So he's been a pharmacist since 2000.
Okay.
Went to Temple.
Okay.
He was on Jeopardy.
He was on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, here's your question. Here's the category. 20,000 Haitians. West Norriton is the answer.
What is?
Yeah, what is West Norriton? Marty, if he has a pharmacy, Henry, he might be mixing something right now. Maybe he'd pop on. I'm serious. Let's see if it come on, you know?
All right, I'll reach out.
Martin Miller, commissioner in West Norriton. I don't know how I missed him. If you're in West Norriton, you got a guy there that thinks, yes, this is fine. We should be welcoming. Now, on one hand, you could say, wow, Dom, that's a lot. There's 500 people on this list. On the other hand, you could say out of all these, imagine thousands and thousands and thousands of commissioners, this, that, and the other small towns, they only got 500 people to sign off on this. Some of them are radicals in Philadelphia. Some of them are in Jersey, northern Jersey. But here we have the woman in Upper Marion. We have the guy in West Norriton. We have Winmore, and we have good old Joe Hohenstein. We'll see if one of them would come on and tell us why they think their constituents would support that. Does West Norriton want an influx of refugees, Ukrainian, Haitian, whatever it might be, like we've seen play out here? 855-839-1210. If you're in any of these towns, we'd love to hear from you. But right now, well over time, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That's right. We're playing for a copy of that great book, Letters to Trump, Coffee Table, wonderfully fun run through all these celebrities and President Trump. Henry, what's your backstory?
Yeah, so today in 1969... the London Daily Mirror reported that Paul McCartney, who some might consider to be a folk hero of the Beatles, was dead.
And this
is where the famous Paul is dead theory comes from. Some people believe it, some don't. Wherever you stand, I understand what you're hearing here. It might be Billy Shears still being there. I don't know. Anywho, so I thought, why not play a Beatles song? But of course, it's not going to be by the Beatles. I need the name of this band singing this somewhat annoying Beatles song.
Uh-oh, here we go. Yeah, can you a little bit louder? Do you think that would help? It's a little bit foggy there, at least to me. Yeah. A little bit louder? Yeah. Is that possible or no?
Yeah.
There we go. There you go. Oh, my God. Not as bad as yesterday, but close. All right. Who is covering this famous Beatles song? You heard the backstory with the folk hero, Paul McCartney. 855-839-1210. Do that right now, and we'll send you this. Makes a great gift, too. I mean, this Letters to Trump book is fabulous stuff. You'll get a hoot out of it, too. Alec Baldwin and these others signing off on Trump. Oh, we love you. Thank you for comping me, Donald. Amazing. All right, 855-839-1210. If you're out there in West Norriton, know this pharmacist guy. Love to hear from him. You know, part of this show is exposing what goes on here locally. So we're taking These horror stories of Springfield, Charleroi, Aurora, maybe a million towns across the country. These people signed off on endorsing what progressives are doing. They're right here in West Norriton. They're in Upper Marion. They're in Philadelphia, and they're in Winmore. 855-839-1210.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Today, another cover song, folk hero, Beatles, The Walrus. Let's hear it, and you tell us who, what group is covering this. Let's see if Colleen and Shelfon has it. All right, Colleen, afternoon. Who's covering it?
Hi, Dom. Is it Oasis?
All righty. Nicely played. I don't know in a million years how you would get that, but it is Oasis. And you are getting the Trump Coffee Table book. Any more on that, Henry?
No, I just thought, you know, Oasis back in the headlines. I was like, you know what? That'd be a good one for today.
All right. Excellent. Boy, these people are on just about anything. All right. So we've had a lot of fun the last half hour with this major news story. And you know what the news story is. The news story is, I'm looking, I'll give you a little bit of this. We're looking to get some of the, well, momentarily, I think Vice President Harris is being introduced over at the National Black Journalists Association. You may remember the manner in which President Trump was treated there. And he made mention of it. He said, you know, no good morning, no good afternoon, bang, right out of the box. Well, that's the way he deserves to be treated. If Hitler is there, you're not going to stand up and be goose-stepping around, right? You're going to tell Hitler, you're Hitler. I'm not treating you with any respect or anything else. So I see people on Twitter tweeting at me. You guys say if Kamala Harris, if Vice President Harris is elected president, that will destroy the country. What's the difference between that and what's being said about Trump? Okay. Now, we may not like certain forms of hyper-political rhetoric, but if you say your opponent, if elected, is going to destroy the economy or something like that, right? Or whatever you accuse him of. You may not think it's accurate, but that's within the norm, is the point of political rhetoric. The difference is when you say this person is going to get rid of our system of government, even though they call it democracy, not a democratic republic. When you say that, and when there's an equal amount of nonsense out there that talks about the fact that this guy is Benito Mussolini at best, but really Hitler, can you not see the difference? I mean, how much does it take? You know, politics, there's mudslinging, there's all this stuff back and forth. And again, as a voter, you can separate out. I don't like it when they go overboard. The country's not going to be in bad shape if Harris is. Of course it is. Just take a look at the 3.5 years plus that she's been in there with Joe Biden. And that's what you're not believing. She is not going to try to move against fracking. Look at the transgender stuff. Look at the non-answers to anything that she would do around baked-in inflation. There is none. She's empty on it. Okay. What is different about what's being said about Trump? It's obvious. There's a reason why we don't accept answers like Hitler and stuff like that. Why don't you? You know why. These things are in a separate category that you cheapen stuff. I mean, even stuff like the soup Nazi, as funny as I think Seinfeld was with it and all that, I get a little bit, you know, there are certain things that are so horrific, so otherworldly, you just don't go there. And Henry, what did you say this guy? This guy wanted to be a main character, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, main character syndrome. Yeah,
main character.
He's the protagonist of the world.
Right. He's in Ukraine, a soldier for it. And he's a nutbag doing all these things. So he gets filled up with, this guy is Hitler. I am saving the country. I will go down in the history books, not as a maniac, snacking in shrubs, waiting for the six hole to kill another human being. I stopped Hitler. And you know what? If we had truth serum with any number of these Democrat pundits and political figures, deep down, they would say, that's right. That's exactly what we're trying to stop here. By any means necessary. That's the difference. So if they would, here's Hillary Clinton. She wants the media to continue this narrative even more, that he is a danger, an existential danger. Jim, this is Cut 11, Hillary Clinton.
And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. You know, the late, great journalist, Harry Evans, you know, one time said that, you know, journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it. You know,
there you go. Stick with it even more. All right. That's where we're going to go. This is what we're up against. She also wants people put in jail, criminal penalties, for what she calls misinformation, disinformation. That's the difference. They're blatant about it. Kamala Harris is in Philadelphia saying the price of groceries are still too high. But no answer. And these alleged journalists, I'm watching some of this, are not going to ask, well, we haven't heard an answer. Yeah, how many times are you going to say they're too high? We know they're too high. We don't care. Trump is Hitler. Stop complaining about the groceries. Just get out there and stop Hitler. We'll worry about that later. They're going to be a lot higher anyhow. All right, 855-839-1210. It's not hard to distinguish what we're calling for here. And if Democrats don't want to do it, that's fine. We're not going to put them in jail or anything. But we're going to say they are driving the assassination attempts. That's what's happening here. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just pushed pound 1210. It's a hectic time as autumn arrives. All those activities, restart for the kids, great reason to call your nearest Captain Chuckies. Let them manage your meal planning. Just get the all-new Wild Shrimp Scampi Ravioli. Chuckies has teamed up with Vera Pasta. They have lobster, crab, and now that wild shrimp ravioli. Remember, order the brand new too. Ro loves this. The Bang Bang Jumbo Lump Crab Cake I've been telling you about. Now, this is a different crab cake, a delicious, creamy 5-ounce jumbo lump breaded crab cake with a kick for those who like to spice it up with some heat. But it's also the perfect time to say, hey, it's just not crab cakes and shrimp and that kind of stuff. Captain Chuckies has sides, desserts, appetizers, soups as we get a little bit colder. Don't forget, too, that golf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And my favorite, as you can imagine, the Dom Roll. Captain Chuckies is near you. Just give it a test. Go to the website. You'll see that. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, CaptainChuckiesAtTheShore.com.
Weather sponsored by Morgan & Morgan.
Humid conditions return as tropical moisture works its way into the Delaware Valley. Today, partly to mostly cloudy and warm with a high of around 80. For tonight, clouds continue, some showers possible overnight with a low 66. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with some showers around, high 78.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Last year, more clients hired Morgan & Morgan than ever before. We now have more offices, more staff, and more lawyers than any other injury firm in the world. Protecting America. Fighting for you.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Feel like everything's clouded by doubt? Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Our psychics are available to talk 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are having two fabulous back-to-school specials. The 2024 S60 front-wheel drive sedan and the exciting electric C40 each can be leased for 36 months for $369. Due at inception would be a down payment and taxes and registration fees. But in New Jersey, the C40 has no tax. The $369 is an incredible payment on each of these Cherry Hill Volvos. Visit Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team would be honored to partner with with you.
Tune in to Crash Proof Retirement Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. to hear Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. The Crash Proof Retirement Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on Talk Radio 1210.
40 days to lose up to 40-plus pounds with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize supplements that will target your hormonal imbalances so you can lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep it off. Call Dr. T, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or go to NJDiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds, 40 days up to 40 pounds, NJ Diet.
Does he love me? What's he thinking? Is he cheating on me?
If love has you guessing, Spirit Now's trusted psychics have the answers. For over 15 years, we've helped thousands find their true path in love. Whether it's your current partner, an ex, or finding your soulmate, our gifted advisors offer clarity and guidance. We'll ease your worries and show you the way forward. With Spirit Now, you can find the comfort and joy you deserve. Wondering if true love is out there? Feeling lost? Our compassionate psychics are ready to listen and guide you. Discover what love has in store. Take advantage of our special offer today. Your first reading is just $1 a minute. Visit spiritnow.com or call 888-809-1444. That's 888-809-1444.
The guidance I got really changed everything for me.
Your first reading is just $1 a minute. Visit spiritnow.com or call 888-809-1444. Your true path in love starts with Spirit Now. Call 888-809-1444.
Broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. So far with Vice President Harris, we need to pay child care providers better. No questions, at least that I've seen, about inflation. What are the things that are going to get rid of that baked-in inflation? No, just saying, we know the grocery prices are too high, and Trump is Hitler. We'll get that. That'll probably come up later. What about all this rhetoric? They'll say, hasn't Trump been the one that has provoked all that? All right. I think they'll get around to the tax on tips. Trump even saying overtime, which is mandated in many circumstances, removing the tax on that. But this is so different from the outright hostile. Well, Trump is a racist. That woman was exactly right. And if you brought in what was done to Trump when he spoke to this group, to the fact they're thinking, well, that's the way you treat a racist. Well, this guy, the alleged assassin, is taking the other part of this. Not only is he a racist, I mean, he's Hitler incarnate. We've not seen anybody like this in a long time. So the way you stop that is to kill him on the sixth hole. You go down in the history books, you'll be immortalized, and you have done the right thing. And Democrats will get you out anyhow. My God, they might have parades for you someday. Isn't that exactly what's going on here? And when you couple that with the arrogance and the ineffectiveness of the Secret Service, then you have a volatile mix. I don't know how it would play, but I'm in the camp that Trump should get his own private security in addition to whatever the Secret Service offers, at least to do the perimeter, if he's playing golf or anything else where you want to establish the perimeter. And I happen to think as much, we're going to see this debate in Butler, the shooting there. Local law enforcement doesn't like it. They were made the fall guy by these morons that head up Secret Service. You know it, and I know it. And I don't think they were the Keystone Cops. I think the Keystone Cops were all these DEIs and others. They're in the Secret Service. The locals didn't have the ability to supersede that. They couldn't even communicate with them. When you go back to Butler, and in this case, they apparently weren't asked to cover the perimeter. I think they would have said, hey, we would have seen this guy in the bushes. We know the place. You got to be kidding me. The guy there for 12 hours and we're not going to think something's up. Of course we would have gotten him out of there. This is as bad as the excuses, or worse. Here, it's malfeasance. They didn't even think to cover the perimeter. They were relying, and they mentioned this yesterday, on being one hole ahead and looking at things. Well, that still means this guy might have been able to get a shot off as they're doing that looking, and he was within that distance. Surely we're not reduced to this. You're that moronic that we wouldn't have people establishing a perimeter. All right, let's go to the callers. Hit us with that all-time folk hero. Let's go to Frank in South Philly. All right, Frank, who's your folk hero?
Hey, Dom, good afternoon. How are we doing today?
Good, Frank.
My folk hero, I believe he's doing a lot for the communities, is Shaquille O'Neal. He goes to different restaurants and helps out people under stress or people that have needs. And he's spending a lot of money throughout the neighborhoods. The other guy back in the day was Magic Johnson, but he did it in corporation way, with buying like Starbucks and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, he's been at least a deputy sheriff of some sort, and he's certainly has the size.
Started his own shoe brand to help lower income people. Okay. Have nice basketball shoes.
That's a good one. And his size alone puts him into that category. So all this coming off Nick Foles last night. We'll have the lightning round coming up, and we'll get a winner. 855-839-1210. You get on board. But you talk, the puffery of this with Kamala Harris is even more, this is every government program imaginable, working to fix historic housing inequities. It's all that. Let's get back to the grocery store. How about the National Black Journalist zoning in on things that affect everybody, black, white, or whatever? Grocery store prices. Shouldn't that be at least 10 minutes of discussion? It's all in the follow-up. Well, I don't understand what the program is here. You don't seem like you have any sense. You're telling us these are baked in. Those are what the prices are going to be. Isn't that what it comes down to? That there's nothing you're going to do here that even remotely is going to change that. All this is, again, about inequities. Meanwhile, Trump is making inroads. There was a lot of talk about black male voters and why they would consider Trump. But the essential thing is just simply the issue of the grocery. And you can't blow past that. You have plenty of time. She's going to be there an hour. How about a few follow-up questions? How about just working on that? It's stunning to me. It's stunning when you finally have the opportunity. This is even easier than they got with Dana Bash. Let me go to Kevin here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kevin, what's this about? If you want a Trump sign in my area, it'll cost you $5.
Well, I live in Berks County.
Ah, Shoemakerville.
I live in Blandon.
Okay.
Very small town in Berks County. And I'm a road salesman, so I get to travel around the state. And because the Republican office in our area is charging $5 for a Trump sign, I decided to maybe check some of the other areas in the state where I travel to see if they're charging. And I didn't find any others yet. So it may be something that's going on in PA, but I've yet to find it.
Yeah, thank you very much. You would think they'd want people to put up those signs. There are some places where they're charging you kind of a license fee to put it on your lawn. All right, the lightning round is next. Get in at 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Oh, I see some good ones. I'm coming to you. Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Enjoy back-to-school savings on a 36-month lease of an exciting C40, only $369 per month. Down payment, taxes, and registration fees due at inception. Except no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. Visit Cherry Hill Volvo today. I just saw this Trump coming Sunday to Our Lady of Czeskohova. Remember we told you the Polish aspect. And the Polish president is also going to be there. Oh, man. Dan's back. I got to send Dan Borowski to cover that. All right. Let's go to Pat in Lehigh Valley. All right, Pat, who's the folk hero? Yo, Pat. All right. Sorry, Pat. Let's go to Joe in Exton. Joe, who's your folk hero today?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
My folk hero is Karol Wojtyła, better known as Pope John Paul I, the Polish Pope. He is a folk hero because he stood up to and confronted the Russian head of state when he threatened to annex Polish territory.
Very good one. He helped Reagan, Maggie Thatcher, etc., to bring down the Soviet Union, arguably. I like this one. It's an anti-hero, but they were folk heroes, too. Mike in Hamilton, who's yours?
Don, during the Depression, a lot of people blamed their bad times on the government and even more the banks. So there were a pair of folk heroes who roamed around the countryside robbing banks and helping out people until they met their demise. And that would be Bonnie and Clyde.
That's a pretty interesting. Yeah. Bruce has one that's iconic. Hey, Bruce in the Northeast. Afternoon, Bruce. Who's yours?
Hey, Dom. You know, some would consider Joe from Exton as a folk hero.
He was at our event last Thursday. Yep.
There you go. Yeah, Rosie the River would be considered like an iconic folk hero, you know.
Without a doubt. I've seen many, many posters. All right, Henry, there's at least four or five, but just try to keep three here that you think are worthy today.
Yeah, I think the three that stuck out to me, based on, you know, how well they sold it.
Yeah.
Doug in Phoenixville was first up. Davy Crockett.
Yeah, it was
quote
funny.
At the end, yeah. Michael in Bethlehem. I'd never heard of the story of Joey Coyle before today.
Yes.
So I found that fascinating. And then I liked Mike in Hamilton's answer of Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. I like Joey Coyle because of the local angle. There was a lot to that. Anti-hero kind of. I don't know about a Robin Hood quite with that. Bonnie and Clyde. Let's go with Michael, Joey Coyle.
Yeah, Michael in Bethlehem. You're in the
house. Yep. All right.
By the way, check out Money for Nothing. It's a story about Joey Coyle when he found the money. It's called Money for Nothing.
Is
it's
a
movie,
okay.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So Richie always next. We're back tomorrow. And again, we'll have a great side question. I'll continue to look at the transcript of Kamala Harris to see if there was anything. It wasn't even softballs. This is T-ball that's being done here with this. Her first interview essentially alone. Oh my God. Withstand it. Well, no, that was with Brian Taft. But this is more extended alone with another hometown advantage. All right. We'll have a great side question too. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.